Welcome to our Mid-Season Moms podcast.
Three moms who gather together to give the sweet and sour take on raising our kids into young adults. I'm Chelsea.
I'm Cora.
I'm Angela.
And occasionally we'll have some guest hosts. Thanks so much for coming. It's been super fun. It's been like melting hot, but
I'm incredibly flattered, and it's just been.
I think we really will. You'll have to come back.
Yeah,
you will totally.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're totally gonna have like four episodes out of this, in case you're wondering.
We've been filming for or
two hours, guys.
For a long time.
2 hours.
No, I want to see 20 minutes. Cut down the good stuff.
I've got to. Seriously,
Chelsea's got her work cut out for her.
I do. Tonight. It's hard to edit.
A little bit.
For sure. What'd you do?
Just kidding.
We're just like...
Are you playing footsies?
Yeah. We're swinging our legs. I'm in our tub.
We're getting fidgety.
I totally just burped too. Good thing there's edit.
Good thing.
Very funny. Okay.
Okay.
This is embarrassing.
I like embarrassing.
So a couple months ago, my college-age daughter, I saw her somewhere in Spain. Am I supposed to say where we live? No.
I don't really think.
Anyways, I saw her somewhere in town, and she had a guy with her, and it came out that they had gone camping, and we were in a restaurant, and I don't know what I was thinking. I turned to him and said, "Did you guys sleep in the same tent?" And they're like, "Yes." And I said, "You better not plan on having sex with my daughter." I said,
so loud.
Everyone in the restaurant looked at me.
I wish I could tell you that the wedding is fun and a great, lovely process, and it's not. It stinks.
It's horrid.
And you're going to, you know, wait. You're going to just lay awake at night wishing it was all over. And finally, when it's all over.
Hiding voice. Oh, it's my turn. If you could jump into a pool of something, what would it be? And you would do it for free.
Would you do
it for free?
What would you want to jump into?
Can I say that again?
Oh, yeah, say it again. That's a good idea.
Because it was...
Yeah, do it again.
Okay. I'll wait for Brett coming home, and this cute girl he had graduated with came over to me and said, "I'm so excited for Brett to come home." And I said... Like, I adore her, and so I just grabbed her arm, and I said, "Well, honey, you are not good enough for him." And I totally meant it the other way around.
Oh, no!
But I didn't clue in until she was long gone. And I literally meant, "Honey, he is not good enough for you. Like, don't you even think, you know, that this late-return missionary is going to be able to bump."
I cannot believe that.
And you ain't gone.
You didn't get a chance to correct
No,
yourself.
I think I might have even tried to message her on Instagram and be like, "You know what I meant."
Okay, well, you can cut this out if you want, but are those hickeys on your neck?
Oh, no. I did cupping. Or a hickey. I have a husband for back rubs and hickeys. I need actual treatment here.
So I really kind of wish it was a hickey.
Hi.
Coleman was wondering if you guys were done.
Not yet.
That's what I said. Come check. Do you happen to have any deodorant?
There's a package in the shelf above my toilet.
Perfect.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you. Bye. Side note. We have children.
We don't have a lock on our studio door.
We do not.
No, we don't.
And it is not school time yet.
I love it here, though. Our little Hallmark movie.
I know.
So true.
Someone's got to find, Lori Loughlin can't be in it.
No, she can't be in it. She can't be in it.
Who else is in a million Hallmark movie?
I don't know, because who's going to take her place?
I don't know.
Bless her heart. I'm sorry. Like, I feel like people, if you had the money, would you probably buy your kid into school?
Maybe.
I think... I can't look past the thought that it wouldn't cross my mind. Like, people talk down about her all the time. I'm all, we will do a lot of stuff for our kids. I can't guarantee if I made millions of dollars.
Have you seen the first little segment of Forrest Gump where she gets her son into school? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Well, yes.
I forgot about that.
I don't remember Forrest Gump. It's been too long.
She did some favors to get him
She did
school.
Some favors.
Oh, okay.
That were appreciated at that time.
She was a good mom.
And maybe they were appreciated now.
All right. Right.
But, yeah, no, but I think you can't judge her because you never know what you would do if you had millions of dollars.
Yeah, you never know.
Pocket change.
Right? It's not.
You never know.
I wish it was pocket change. But, yeah, you never know. But someone else will play the Hallmark movie.
Just a reminder and a disclaimer. We are just a handful of moms who are voicing our expressed opinions on certain topics. Mid-season moms should not be considered professional advice. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented by mid-season mom hosts are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk. I'm done.